We're joined right now by our Ortho Carolina sub of the game, Emory Lanier. And Emory, these last two games have presented you with an opportunity to get more minutes. Coach said just a moment ago these were the best minutes he's seen you contribute in a Davidson uniform. What have these last two games been like for you in terms of development and game action?
I would say personally what helped earlier in the year when Grant went down with his concussion and I had to, you know, come off the bench and squeeze in for some minutes for Foster. So, you know, that experience during the year and just constantly having the encouragement of my teammates and my coaches telling me to stay ready. So when one of our best guys goes down, it's not such a big shift to the whole team. It's just next man up. And these past two games, I've just been, you know, trying to do what I can, play as hard as I can, and you know, our team has really stepped up in the loss of one of our guys. So I think we've been doing really well, and I've just been trying to stay ready and do what the coach is asking me.
What have you learned through the last two games? Anything that you didn't expect to see just being in this, you know, this situation, this opportunity?
Just the constant, I would say the constant way of playing hard, just every possession. It's a little bit different when, you know, you're not in the rotation and you're seeing, you know, guys get minutes. But I'd say these past two games, just playing hard every possession, giving your all every possession, just exerting that energy. So I've been trying to do that to the best of my ability.
Now, you're a son of a coach, your dad at Georgia State. Mm-hmm. What do those conversations look like or feel like with your dad, especially last year when you were on the bench, which is never mm-hmm. an easy thing, and you're not used to that?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously with his coaching experience, he's had he's had hundreds of guys who, you know, players that were talented and, you know, some guys just weren't ready yet. And, you know, he had to sit, you know, guys on the bench and, you know, guys have to wait their time. So I would say just the constant conversations with my dad, being a coach, knowing how the game works, is very encouraging to have that outlet, I would say. And he's just telling me the same things the coaches here are telling me: stay down, you know, don't get too down on yourself, don't get too high on yourself, and just keep working, and it'll pay off eventually.
I've observed an additional coach on the staff the last two games, mm-hmm. Foster Lawyer.
Yep.
How important has he been behind the scenes during practice? We saw him tonight, you know, yep. Individual, I'd say, mentoring opportunity on the sideline.
Well, I think we do have a kind of a connection. He's also, you know, the son of a coach as well. So just, you know, his IQ for the game. He's one of the smartest players I've gotten to be around and play with. So just having another, you know, just another voice that's not on the staff, another voice that's on the court playing, who, you know, is in all those situations and can really see the game. I know it's frustrating for him seeing it from the sideline, but having that voice and encouragement throughout the game and throughout these past couple of days has been really big for me.
Now, this second half tonight, we saw the play of the bigs. Mm-hmm. I know that was probably a point of emphasis at halftime to get them more involved.
Yep.
And then you had Lee just running around mm-hmm. Doing his thing. How special is it when things are clicking like that?
It's really special. It's really fun. I'd say these past two games, once we buckle down and do the things that we need to do, it's really fun playing with these guys. I think we have one of the most talented teams and one of the most skilled teams, not just in the A-10, but in the nation. So when we're clicking, when we're playing together, moving the ball, crashing the boards, and just all on the same page, it's really fun. And it's from the guys who play and the guys on the bench too, the energy just throughout the team chemistry, it's great, it's fun, and it's just we're all bouncing off each other, that positive energy. So that's one of the things I love about this team.
Three games to go in the regular season. How do you guys make sure to stay focused on the moment at hand? Is that challenging?
It is challenging, especially when you're, you know, seeing, you know, other teams in the A-10, other teams in the country. And March Madness is right around the corner, but, you know, the coaches have been on us. Coach McKillop has been he's been repeating the message of enjoy the journey, and we just want to take the journey as far as it can go. So it's day by day, practice by practice, game by game. We can't look too far in the future because we can only do the things we control. So just keeping that and staying level-headed and continuing to work and build off these games and just continuing to get better every day has been our focal point. I think it's really helping for us moving on.
Now, maybe hypocritical to bring up this next question because I just ask you how hard it is to stay, you know, in the moment, mm-hmm. focused on what's happening. Long term for you, big picture, you know, mm-hmm. what are you focused on just a sophomore right now?
As of right now, you know, I just want to win. I just want our team to keep winning. I think we have potential to do some really big things, you know, going on to the season. I think we've had kind of had that feeling since the beginning of the season. We just knew the type of team we had, and if we continue to work and build off that. So, you know, just me, whatever I'm asked to do, I'll do it, whether it's, you know, giving energy from the bench and trying to be a vocal leader, or if I have to get in there, get in some minutes and play hard and play hard-nosed, then I'll do that as well. So just, I just want to see our team keep winning and succeeding, and I think we have a really good chance of doing that for the rest of the year.
Well, Emory, thanks so much. Congratulations on the win tonight. Pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Ortho Carolina committed to improving the lives of all they serve by providing premier patient care and compassionate personalized service. Ortho Carolina, you improved.